The title of the story is, You Are a Shy Little Succubus in the Making. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
You are sitting out on the couch in your living room on a beautiful Friday evening. It's about 10 p.m. You are naked, bundled up in a big soft fleece blanket, watching TV after a hard week's work. Your muscles are a bit sore and sensitive from working out all week. It feels so nice to finally lay down and rest mentally and physically. It's cold, snowing, but calm and peaceful outside. The moon and stars are shining so brightly, allowing you to easily see the peaceful nighttime stillness of your neighborhood. You can't hear a thing aside from the occasional car going by and the volume turned up softly on your TV as to not wake me. I've been home and sleeping in your bed just one wall over for about 2 hours now. You sigh a sigh of relief and relaxation, and you shift from your sitting position with your knees tucked to your chest and your big blanket wrapped around you and over your head, to laying sideways. As you readjust to your new position, you stretch out your legs and extend your body. Suddenly, your body floods with endorphins as something unexpected happens. As you stretch out your legs and straighten out your body to lay down, your extremely soft fleece blanket rides up between your silky smooth, well-defined inner thighs. The blanket takes a long, gentle lick up between your thighs and across your lips. Your eyes widen, realizing what just happened and how good it felt. You're no longer tired. You gently put your hand over the blanket and your pussy and move the blanket back and forth, tickling your clit. The smoothness and the softness are incredible. You start to feel tingly, but also warmer now as blood starts rushing through your body. You continue to rub yourself for about 3 or 4 minutes with a perfect amount of softness and rhythm only you could know to do to yourself. It doesn't take long for you to come. Your body makes 7 large convulsions as your abs force your body to jolt forward with each orgasmic contraction. After it finally passes, your breathing is a bit heavy and your skin is a bit clammy from the excitement. You suddenly remember I'm still sleeping peacefully in your bed. You look over at your bedroom door from your couch, the faint flickering glow of your TV illuminating it enough to see the door is slightly cracked open, but it's obvious I'm still deep asleep. You think about it for a minute and realize you are still very horny and wet. You retract your arm back into the blanket, holding the blanket shut with your other hand. You move your free hand down to your pussy and gently slide your middle and ring finger inside you. You are so wet there is virtually no resistance, and your fingers are gliding so freely you realize that it wasn't doing much for you. It simply wasn't good enough. You want the real thing to fill you up inside. You feel your clit pulsing from your intense heartbeats. Your lips and inner thighs are wet. You're concerned about waking me. You know I had a very long week of work as well and that I'd likely be exhausted. But you slowly get off the couch anyway and mindful of your footsteps. You quietly creep inside your bedroom just to see how things play out. You open your door very slowly as it quietly creaks. The minimal glow from the living room trickles into the bedroom, revealing my silhouette sleeping heavily on my back in the middle of your bed. I'm breathing deeply and slowly. I don't react at all, nor does my breathing change as you carefully approach me. You gently whisper, "Kevin," not expecting me to wake up. I do not react. You lean over me hesitantly and pause for a moment, looking at my dark figure laying peacefully yet heavily in your bed. You think about how wet and horny you are and how you want so badly to feel my warm cock inside you. You gently pull the blanket covering my body aside at my waist, still not completely sure what your intentions are yourself. When you pull them aside, you can't help but whisper aloud to yourself, "Oh my God, I'm fully naked." You see the dim light stream across, highlighting my abs and something else. You realize I'm completely erect. My dick is so hard it's standing off my stomach slightly. The head is flared, and you can barely see my veins running up and down my shaft. I have no reaction to you pulling the blanket off, and I'm still fast asleep. The fact that I'm so hard surprises you, but it turns you on even more. You think about what's going on in between your legs for a moment and how good it would feel to fuck me. You don't want to wake me, but you're uncontrollably and desperately horny. You lean over, putting your face close to my cock and stomach area. You feel the warmth radiating from my body. You see my stomach rise and fall, and I breathe, thinking for a moment about what to do. You reach out and grab my rock-hard cock to see how it feels and if I react. It's unbelievably hard, warm, and you can feel the individual veins pumping me full of blood with every beat of my heart. You realize you could take my pulse just holding my dick, and I'm so warm. You finally decide you simply can't resist. You must have me. You reach your hand down to your crotch and retrieve an impressive amount of your juices from your dripping wet pussy. You then spread it over the head of my dick and down my shaft. You wipe another handful from yourself and apply a second time, feeling much more confident now that I will likely not wake up. I haven't moved or reacted even a little bit to anything you have done so far. Then, still a bit conscious of waking me, you climb up onto the bed, slowly swing your right leg over me, and straddle above me, facing away from my face. The entire time you've tried to make a minimal movement to the bed, and you are hovering just above my rock-hard, pulsating, and now lubricated cock. You reach down and rub your clit in circular motions, still a bit nervous about what you're doing. You're hesitating and stalling to make the move. After rubbing yourself a bit longer, you realize you're dripping your juices directly onto my cock. You reach down, grab my dick and point it up and slowly sit. You lower your body down until you feel my head press against your entrance. The warmth is relieving, and its fullness is teasing to fill you. You hesitate again and listen for my breathing. You wait about 15 seconds and realize it hasn't changed. I have no idea what you're doing to me, and I likely won't wake up. You ever so painfully slowly proceed to lower your waist down over my cock. You allow it to push inside you. You feel every inch enter and pass against your walls. It's gently stretching you open. It feels so good inside you. The warmth, the fullness, the pulsing, as you continue to sit to take the full length of my cock. You can't help but let out a slight gasp, and then a preceding gentle moan. You hear my breathing change. I let in a slightly more audible inhale as you take my dick inside you. And then my breathing returns to normal. You sit there again for a moment when you notice I reacted a bit, sitting on my dick fully inside you. Warm and pulsing, you begin to move up and down. You lift your pussy up and down my shaft with your legs and simultaneously gyrate your hips. You effortlessly slide up and down on my cock, stopping just before I pop out of you, only to go back down again. You're even more wet and juicy now. You're smearing your juices all over my lower abs, pelvic area, and dripping down my balls with your ass cheeks, thighs, and pussy. It feels so good you forget how hard you start coming down on my cock, smacking your ass cheeks onto me, and you begin to grip me tighter with your pussy and your legs. You go on like this for about 7 minutes, 8 minutes in complete bliss. I'm filling you up inside so fully and perfectly as you move up and down on me. The tingling and sensitivity start to centralize around your nipples, pussy, and clit. You feel it coming. You know the sensation is about to be overwhelming, when suddenly, you feel two warm, strong hands grab each of your upper arms. Again, your eyes widen. You gasp. You've been caught. You feel a huge rush of adrenaline pump through your body. You were so into how good I felt inside you. You got careless and woke me. A feeling of embarrassment takes hold for a moment, and you think about how you would explain this away. But there was no explaining how perverted and horny you were being. Without a word, I proceeded with lifting you and sitting you back down on my dick as I thrust inside you. I continue to lift you and pump inside you at the speed you were going before I grabbed you. The combination of the adrenaline rush and the stimulation deep inside your pussy brings back that tingly feeling. You finally come hard. Something about being surprised by me waking and catching you right in the middle of you fucking me amplified your orgasm. As you continue to come on my dick, you're still riding me as I fuck you, at the same angle and pace that brought you to this point in the first place. You hear me exhaling deeply. Neither one of us skip a beat as you're coming. Suddenly you feel a rush of warm thick fluid pumping deep into you. I proceed to fill you with my cum. You feel every individual pump as I add more and more of my cum inside you. It's way more than you expected, and you feel the inside of you slightly pressurize as I continue to fill you. Your entire body begins shivering, your legs shaking as I'm fucking you. You finally lose control of your legs as we are both coming, but I continue to rail deep inside you. Your entire body begins convulsing with each wave of euphoria, overtaking you. Finally, you can't control yourself to the point you can't even hold yourself up. You collapse to the side of me, breathing heavily and still twitching occasionally. You lie next to me, sweaty, tired, and very satisfied, feeling tingly and warm all over. You think about how good coming on my dick for so long felt. You feel me ever so slowly slide out of you. You are exhausted. We are both sweaty and covered in each other's fluids. But the sex was so sensational, and we are both so exhausted and satisfied it's apparent neither of us cares to wash up. You begin cooling down from the sweat on your body and the coldness of the air. I lean over and kiss you on the forehead. Without a word, I retreat to my side of the bed, and you quickly fade out of consciousness.